for a period of years, a number of years, 5 years, 10 years there. Hayabu, but he does not eliminate the cancer completely. So he says, the second common law of the Chakrabala says, did not constitute a period of cure. But a period it constituted a period of remission in which the goddess, the exile, when it's in a state of remission, like a period of remission in the thickness of cancer. I mean, that's my own example. The Bishop of Manel does not mention it. So, I think that the Rambam, on the halachic level, agrees with the Shikha of Yitzhak HaRambam, and not with the Shikha of the Rambam. Now, there is a positive Yitzchak. Ha'otsu, the Tzimogi Tzimachamishi. So the Novi answered, Tzchaye answered, Tzimovim, Tzimachamishim, Tzimachrim, Tzimachasirim, Yiel Yistroseim in the Simcha. So the more in Rosh Hashanah, the more in Rosh Hashanah, So Rashi says, so in other words, insofar as this above is concerned, since it's in the Tzoreis, so then we have to fast even if there are no Tzoreis. As long as there is no show. But Masha'im came as far as the other time is not concerned, so when is it imperative? It's a mass compared only God's laws. But if God knows their laws, it's not an imperative, then it's an issue. All right, so the Shem say, now the cloudy soil is already recovered upon themselves to face all the time it's in. She was a time which said, if there are no acts of attainers, even if there are no sins. But Mikamidine, before cloudy soil was recovered upon themselves, so in respect to Tisha B'Av, so Mikamidine, before the outset, they were obligated to face Tisha B'Av, because it's Ruchpul B'Tzoreis, even if there are no Xeris. But Adatanen seems so at the very outset, one was not Mechuyev to face. What was only an issue. But when was Mechuyev to face? Only when they were Xeris. But according to Rashi, what is the Gemara says, this man she is showing you the source of the Simcha. What it means is man she is showing this man by Shemi, when the Samidosh was built, this man was by Shemi, so it was the source of the Simcha. That's Rashi Shikha. And this is the Ramban Shikha also, I believe. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that there is a rival from Ramban, the Chidusha Ramban, that this is the Ramban Shikha is like Rashi. However, the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh, he says, the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh says that in Bayi Sheni, so every Jew was mechuyev to fast Bayi Sheni. even during the reign of the Hashemite, when he was not subservient to any Malchus, and his amigos existed, in the time of the Hashemite, his amigos existed, and he enjoyed real sovereignty. So the Rambam Shita in Tehramashi, that every Jew was mechuyev to fast. And what does it mean, Tehramashi in Sholem, it means the Rambam Mashiach. And in the time of this Hashem, so Tisha B'Av every Jew was mechuyev to fast. Tisha B'Av every Jew was mechuyev to fast. But other Talaisim, so what's on Misani? Rotzu Insan. So it seems to me, it's a high word, that the Rambam agrees with the Shita of Yitzchak Halevi. Because we find the machlokes between the Rambam and the Yitzchak Halevi. So the Rambam says, number one, there are two rules, two separate rules, called Slishin and Oshin. And the Techach of the Chikin Sai corresponds with the Oslishin, the whole by Oslishin. And the Techach of the Sovereign corresponds with the whole by Oslishin. And Rabbi Yitzchak Abanuel says that there is no such thing as two Goles. There is one Goles. And the Goles and the so-called Oslishin is just an expression. I mean, in order to make it more convenient, you know, to in order you should know which phase of the Golos we are referring to. So we say, Golos Rishi, Golos Shein, but there is nothing essential, true, of two Golos. There is no two Golos. There is one Golos. And that Golos started with the Bais Rishi. It started with the decision, or to be more accurate, it started with the expulsion of the Aseres HaShvotim by Sanhedrin. And when we attended Goles, we made Sashiach. But we had a period of over 400 years in which the Beis Hamikdash existed, and there was a period of 200 years in which the Jewish people enjoyed full sovereignty. But that was also part and parcel of the Tkufas HaGolos. Even the Bayesheni, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Abravanel, did not represent a phase of real good. The Beis Hamikdash existed, but it did not represent a phase of real good. But what did it represent? Of course, it was a terrific issue, but it represented a state of remission in the Golos, but there is only one Golos. Now, it follows necessarily that Rashi Shite is in accordance with the Shite of the Rambam. Whether Rashi agrees with the Rambam that the first Techachem, Kinsai, is corresponds with the first Goles and the second Techachem, Kisovei, corresponds with the second Goles. That I don't know. But Rashi's Shita is that there are two Goles. Because Rashi says that in respect to all the Talaisim, including Tisha B'Av. So in his Mamba and Shemi, where the Beis Hamikdash existed, so it was Yomtev. We are not allowed to fast. But the Rambam, he says not only that we were allowed to fast on Tisha B'Av and Bais Shemi, we were allowed to fast all the Talaisim and Bais Shemi. Not only allowed, it was a reshus. But what kind of reshus was it? It was a reshus of mitzvah. Because when the Gemara says, Ein shalom bein gzeirin, chotzim yisanin, chotzim yisanin. So what does it mean, chotzim yisanin? Chotzim yisanin means he's allowed to fast. A Jew can be mekabotayimis any day. No, here it means it would be a mitzvah of Taras. But it wasn't obligatory. It wasn't obligatory because it was in Zeres. So according to Rashi, it was Yomtev, all these Tamis, in Baishemi were Yomtev. So according to Rashi, the war definitely took on this. And the return of the Israelites after being 70 years in Babylonian exile to Eretz Yisrael marked the period of Gula. There was no goyim in the over 400 years of the Second Coming. It was not in a part and parcel of the era of goyim. And then, when Titus destroyed the second Beis Hamikdash, a new goyim took place, according to Rashi. So in Melech, during Baisheini, Rashi says that one was not allowed to fast. It was a Yom Tov. All the Talmidim, including Teachable. But the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh says that the Teachable in Baisheini was obligatory. Everybody had to fast. So how could the Second Commonwealth, according to the Rambam, represent the phase of Bule? Phase of Bule? In other words, so it was in Shoah Bein Zeres. So the Second Commonwealth marked the period of in Shoah Bein Zeres. So it was imperative to fast. But as far as that is amazing, so it was reshoes. It was reshoes. So obviously the Rambam agrees with the Shite of Kavitzho Abba Banel, that there is no two goyims. There is only one goyim. Right. Now this is everything that I expected to say on Thursday. So since I wasn't able to, so I said it now. And I asked you.